Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. In Odyssey Station, it's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right, the Chauvin trial is over, but, well, sort of. We still have the appeal, mistrial arguments. And where does it go next? We see LeBron James telling the cop in the shooting in Columbus, Ohio, you're next. We see the Justice Department going after Minneapolis. Full review, you know what that means, right? And Greg Jarrett is here to break down. We haven't talked with him, of course, since the verdict. Greg Jarrett from Fox News Channel with us here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Well, Greg, I commended you last time you were on, and I expected nothing else, but you were right down the middle. There was no political agenda or whatever, as maybe a progressive guest on some channel would have. When it came to the fact pattern in the Chauvin case, it was pretty clear. I was surprised, I told you at the time, though, if he got the highest charge. And I'm wondering if you think, what do you think happened there that they went for that also?
Well, I think it was pretty obvious, the vividness of Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes while he's handcuffed and face down. That's really a haunting image that the jurors took quite seriously when they deliberated. And the last three recorded minutes as Floyd's body goes limp and he lapses into unconsciousness and dies, yet Chauvin persists in literally squeezing the life out of Floyd, I think that's what absolutely did it on the top count of second-degree murder, which is not, you know, people on social media keep saying, Greg, there was no evidence he intended to kill him. That's not felony murder second degree. Felony murder second degree is committing an intentional felony assault that results in death.
Exactly.
The people misunderstand that. And so I think the videotape demonstrated not just the top count, but third degree murder, depraved indifference to human life. He offered no assistance. And then, at the very least, the manslaughter charge, you know, a grossly negligent act. I don't think there's any way you can look at that videotape and say that is not, that is just absolutely reckless, negligent conduct. So all three were guilty verdicts. Didn't surprise me. I predicted it ahead of time. In fact, from the very beginning of the trial, it was obvious.
Now, you would think, Greg, this being said, because everything, too, is not just the facts of the case and all that. It's also the reality of outside the courtroom. You would think, since justice was done here, since this worked, according to almost, you know, a staggering number of people, that the other cops now, like Officer Potter, 10 miles away, who made a grievous mistake, but in no shape or form did do anything remotely like this, you would think that would be a wave that would wash toward her. Instead, it seems as if some people marshaling their forces to take her out now in some kind of mode they got Chauvin, and they will not differentiate the case of a grievous error here versus what he did.
Well, I think you're right. They don't distinguish it, and they need to. You know, which is why I think it was so important to televise the trial. People could see it with their own eyes, as the jurors did. And, you know, we do have a videotape of Officer Potter, and she basically, you know, is seen confessing she made a mistake. And she has been, and it's a terrible mistake. And it was a reckless mistake, which constitutes manslaughter, and she has to face the consequences. You know, it's tragic because she did have a very good lengthy record as a police officer. But, you know, when you are empowered to use a weapon like a gun and a taser and you mix up the two, that's the definition of gross negligence and recklessness, which is manslaughter. It'll be up to the jury, of course. I wouldn't be surprised if she decides to enter a plea of guilty.
Let's move on to the Columbus, Ohio shooting here, Greg. And again, cops I talk with and others, they see something like this, and they get very, you know, they know what their job is there. This guy did the right thing, in my mind. There was no opportunity to go and tase, whatever, given the knife and everything else. But they see this and they think, well, you know, if you don't respond quickly in a situation like that, maybe you don't get into any trouble. If you shoot, even though you saved a life here, apparently, then you're still going to be ruined, at least in various ways, even outside your police work. What's your thoughts on what we see in the Columbus body cam footage?
Well, the body cam shows, you know, young Bryant with a fairly large knife poised to plunge it into the victim seen in pink, another girl. And, you know, and the officer, remember, has an affirmative duty to protect the lives of others. And when he sees someone that is about to stab another person, a victim, potentially to death, he has a duty to intervene and use lethal force. And so, you know, this is a case of complete defense of others under the law. You can defend yourself with lethal force. You can defend others with lethal force if you are law enforcement, and to some extent civilians as well. You know, the police are in a no-win situation. If this cop didn't intervene, and the woman in pink, the young girl in pink, died, they would have been accused, the cop would have been accused of being a racist because he didn't help a black victim. But by shooting Bryant, he's now accused of being a racist. So an absolute no-win situation. But, you know, I suspect he will not be charged because he followed his duty, he followed the law.
Absolutely. What's Greg Jarrett working on right now, Greg? What are some of the areas of interest, the stuff you're looking at either on Fox or your own areas?
Well, you know, I continue to write columns. I do like the idea that the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is going to undertake an investigation by the Civil Rights Division of the Minneapolis Police Department, and whether there is a pattern or practice of unlawful policing. And you know, we've seen this done in the past in some places in which it has legitimately been determined that there's a real problem with policing. I'm thinking of places like New Orleans, Ferguson, Missouri, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Cleveland, Ohio. And the Department of Justice has been able to reform those police departments with consent decrees. And it's good that they did that. You know, I think by and large, you know, police officers are honest, honorable people, but there are some jurisdictions where there's a problem. The problem needs to be rectified. And Congress authorized in 1994 Justice Department officials to undertake probes and to negotiate some reforms, and it worked successfully. So we'll see what happens here.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you very much, as always. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.